I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. What's happening right now with your priorities for Washington, like restoring public safety?
When it comes to public safety and trying to fix some of the anti-police bills that were passed by the majority last year, we're making some progress. Some fixes are moving through committee, but we're not quite where we need to be, both in terms of fixing those bills and then also the thing that we really aren't addressing at all, unfortunately, is this premature jump into the graduated reentry program. And this stands to release thousands of our state prisoners without the supervision and the training they need to return to civil and productive life.
Has there been some movement on your priority of returning affordability?
The majorities realized their error with the long-term care program and did pass a bill to delay that another 18 months. I think that's a step in the right direction, but I've continued to make the case that this isn't a program you can rebuild and make work financially. It's just a math problem, that what we really need to do is repeal the whole thing. It's not fiscally sound. That's one step to help make Washington a little bit more affordable. The challenging thing is at the same time they're recognizing those mistakes and working to undo them or at least delay them, they're running other things off the floor of the Senate that are driving up costs for food, for gas, for housing, for heating your house, that is making it less affordable here in the state of Washington. We're going to continue to push on every bill that comes up that's driving prices up for the people of the state of Washington.
What about your priority of restoring trust, especially when it comes to the governor's emergency powers?
How do we reform the emergency powers so there's a better balance between the executive branch and the governor and the legislative branch and make sure the legislature is involved in emergencies like we're in now that go on almost for 2 years? The good news is after all that time, the majorities have finally entered the discussion. They've dropped emergency powers bills in both chambers. The bad news is the bills they've dropped do virtually nothing. We're certainly going to work in good faith to try to find some improvements to emergency powers, but we're not there yet.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.